The White House top economic advisor said today he can't guarantee that taxes won't go up for some middle-class families under the president's tax overhaul plan. The plan was unveiled yesterday and calls for tax cuts for businesses and for individuals. The White House says it's aimed at the middle class. Joining us now is Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. He's the ranking member on the Senate Finance Committee. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
And what do you think of the plan outlined by the president yesterday on taxes?
Well, I think what's striking is this claim that this is going to produce a miracle for the middle class is absurd. If this framework is all about the middle class, then Trump Tower is middle class housing. This proposal, based on the limited information we have, violates the president's tax pledge that the rich would not gain at all. And then there's a whole new way to basically skirt taxes for Mar-a-Lago's loyal members.
What do you mean by that? What's the new way to skirt taxes?
Well, what they do is they create something called a pass-through. And essentially, a pass-through has been for small business people. You know, we're talking about a cleaner, we're talking about a restaurant, we're talking about a garage. But what they're going to do is essentially create this new Grand Canyon-sized break for the very well-to-do by saying, well, those folks will get treated like pass-throughs too. They get a much lower tax rate of 25%. And in the process, Social Security and Medicare are going to get hurt because their income would be treated as business income rather than ordinary income, where they'd be subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes.
What do you think of having three different rates, 12, 25, and 35? Is that acceptable to you?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that, again, this is another violation of the president's pledge. You know, right now, the top rate for folks in America is 39.6. So the president, right out of the gate, lowers that to 35. That's a break for folks at the top. For folks at, in effect, the bottom of the economic ladder, he takes their rates up from 10 to 12%. Now, the president makes a big deal about how you'd have a working class couple getting a doubling of the standard deduction. Well, that sounds like an extra $12,000. But they would simultaneously lose, if they, say, had four kids, $16,000 in their personal and dependent tax exemptions. So what you're talking about is one hand giveth, the other hand taketh away, and you have a net tax increase based on what we know for a lot of hardworking families that are pretty big and have some kids.
Now, the president has made the case that he thinks his tax cut proposal will boost jobs and wages. Let's listen to him speaking yesterday in Indianapolis.
This is a revolutionary change, and the biggest winners will be the everyday American workers as jobs start pouring into our country, as companies start competing for American labor, and as wages start going up at levels that you haven't seen in many years.
How do you respond to that line of argument that maybe by cutting taxes in this way, you're going to boost jobs and boost wages?
We have seen this movie before. You know, what we're talking about is a $5 trillion plus program disproportionately skewed to folks at the top. And so this is trickle-down economics. You may get a sugar high in the short term, but as the program evolves, what happens is you see businesses not having the certainty and predictability that we need. You see the debts rise. Look, they've tried this places before. Kansas is one, and it's been a disaster.
So, Senator, President Trump was with a Democratic senator when he made this announcement yesterday. Do you think that you and your fellow Democrats are going to be united in opposition to this tax cut proposal?
I can tell you that Democrats overwhelmingly believe that history shows that these kind of big tax cuts don't pay for themselves. The 2001-2003 Bush tax cuts were billed as tax relief for the middle class that would spark economic growth. Instead, the benefits skewed to the fortunate few, added trillions to the national debt, and after a few years, they were starting to work to unravel it. So the middle class get little or nothing out of this. The president's friends get a tremendous amount out of it. And if he thinks this is for the middle class, I really do think Trump Tower is middle class housing.
So do you think that the Democrats will all be united against this?
I can tell you that the overwhelming number of Democrats have already signed a letter making it clear we've staked out the principles like fiscal responsibility, which this approach just throws in the trash can. And I think Democrats are going to say, hey, spending trillions of dollars in tax cuts now without a plan to pay for them is going to really do a lot of damage to Social Security and Medicare.
I want to ask you one more thing while we have you, Senator. What do you think of President Trump's response to Puerto Rico so far?
I think it's been wholly inadequate. I went to the floor of the Senate last night. These are American citizens in Puerto Rico. We don't turn our back on American citizens who are suffering the way these folks are. And I think particularly now we have begun to see just how extraordinary the reach is of this damage. And so I think the response has been very inadequate, and I hope the Trump administration will step up.
That's Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon and ranking member on the Senate Finance Committee. Senator, thank you.
Thanks. Look forward to talking again.